Today's conversation focuses on political rhetoric. At a time when our nation seems so divided, can Republicans and Democrats sit at the same table and talk about the issues? Grayson Cupid, Morgan Franklin, both of the Democratic Party locally, Matthew Tuttle, the Republican Party.
It used to be that there could be more sitting across from one another and working things out. You know, one of the lions of modern day Republican Party, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, he had a Democrat Congress throughout the entirety of his presidency. And Speaker Tip O'Neill, a Democrat, was
two people that thought extremely different.
Yeah.
The opposite ends of the spectrum. But President Reagan and Speaker O'Neill were able to work together and, I believe, accomplish a lot of great things. But a different thing, the difference between now and what President Reagan and Speaker O'Neill had to deal with is that the voters looked favorably upon compromise back then. Now, if a Republican works with a Democrat on an issue or a Democrat works with a Republican on an issue, they're going to be considered as not pure. They're not Republican enough or Democrat enough. In Republican parlance, you know, you get labeled a rhino, a Republican in name only, and then you're going to be crucified all throughout the primary system. And so we've reached that point, and I believe it's what Grayson was saying, where we've gotten into identity politics, is that if you're working with the Democrats, you're working with, you know, traitors or communists. If you're working with Republicans, you're working with fascists and racists. So it makes compromise, that ability to sit across the table from one another, far more difficult, because when you negotiate with that person, you have to answer back to the primary voters back home and tell them why it was acceptable for you to negotiate with that racist or to negotiate with that communist, so forth.
Which, if you take that a step further, Morgan, what it does is it removes responsibility from each of us as a voter about the issues. It just becomes about the politics. We're not the one saying, look at our deficit, look at our health care system, look at our defense spending. Whatever the issue is that you feel is important that our nation is not tackling, we're not tackling it. We're just pointing at each other.
But I think that the way that we get through this, and you know, we were all having a great conversation out in the lobby before, and I hope the people know that listening, is that there is a space. There's a space for us to come back together. And I believe this is on the local, starting with the local level, because, you know, we can do this together. I remember the day that we reorganized Young Democrats, I was so scared. I remember I went back home and I thought, have I ruined myself professionally? Have I ruined myself personally? And I'm not saying that because of how I had aligned myself with the Democratic Party. I was saying it because I thought, well, all my Republican friends hate me now. And that was such an overwhelming feeling. And I remember I carried that with me for months. Everywhere I went, I would be in the grocery store and I would think, is that person looking at me? Because they know that I'm the president of Young Democrats and they don't like me just by what I vote for. And I think that the more events that I've gone to and the more people that I've talked to and the more Republicans have come to me with true grace and trying to hear my side and me trying to hear their side, it truly, I believe that we can make this change, but I think that we have to do it in person. And I think that we do have to have a bit more grace for one another. And we have to come with that collaborative spirit of all wanting our community to improve, because we cannot improve in chaos. We can't improve when we're calling each other names, but we can come to the table and make each other better when we work together. And I hope that we can accomplish that.
You know, that's an excellent point, Morgan, in that it is so hard to hate up close. You know, it's easy to hate somebody through your Facebook feed or
a lot of brave
media.
People behind yeah. those keyboards.
Oh, man.
Keyboard
they're everywhere.
Out there, yeah.
Morgan is so right. There, you cannot overestimate how important it is to have that human connection, to sit there and look at this person in the eye and recognize, you know, by God, that's a human being. That's not just a Democrat. That's not just a Republican. That's my neighbor. That's someone who we live with. And as Morgan also pointed out, at the local level, you see less and less of this just broad culture war or division or intentional vitriol towards one another, because we're closer. we recognize that's someone I'm going to go to church with. I'm going to see them at the community center. I'm going to see them in the store someday. And we, I believe we would benefit so much by messing with our algorithm a little bit and start to interact with people on the other side in a positive way, to go to that event and sit down with the Democrat. And you know what? Have friends that are of the opposing political spectrum as you. You know, if you're a Republican, get you some Democrat friends. If you're a Democrat, get you some Republican friends.
Which stops that echo chamber, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you recognize that there are some legitimate points on both sides of the aisle. Half the country's not crazy. You know, there's a reason why half the country is on one side of the political spectrum, the other half's on the other. And it's not because they're crazy.
Getting that human-to-human, that FaceTime connection with somebody, you realize those things. And that said, there's still... like, we still see reflections and echoes of this sort of national culture war narrative, I think, in our local politics. And I want to share, like, a short story here because I think it is a perfect microcosm of this. So the Putnam County Democrats worked the Cookeville Fall Fun Fest, and we're having a tent there, and we're giving away snacks and stickers and signing people up to vote and stuff. And at a certain point through the day, a friend comes up and we decide to walk through the festival grounds and check out the festival. And so we walked over to the Republican Party tent and we had a good conversation, right? And they knew who we were and we knew who they were, but we talked with them about, you know, the festival and the weather. And we had a good conversation about kayaking. And at the end of the day, we shook hands and we wished each other success in the day. Now, the concerning thing to me was that when I reached across the table to shake hands with this, you know, former county commissioner who's now at the Republican Party table, underneath our handshake is the T-shirt where they're selling, or the table where they're selling T-shirts, right? And the T-shirt that we're shaking hands over is calling Democrats rats. It's calling me a vermin, and it's calling half of Putnam County a vermin. And yet we're not calling each other vermin. But it's right there. It's right underneath us, right? And so I think that we all need to do a better job of, because this it has to come from the bottom up, right? It has to come from all of us individually. Nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's going to come and fix our algorithms for us. Like Matthew said, I think we need to, from the bottom up, recognize that sort of toxicity when we see it. And we all need to do a better job on both sides of the aisle of saying, I'm not going to participate in that. You know, maybe I agree with your ideas, but I'm not for that. That is making Americans hate each other. It's making Americans scared of each other. And it's toxic, it's unhelpful, and it's un-American at the end of the day, right? We need to come together more than we need that to drive us apart. So I think we all have a responsibility to find those moments and call them out when we see them, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, no matter where you're at, I think we need to identify that stuff and we need to call it out.
Grayson Cupid, Morgan Franklin, both of the Democratic Party locally, Matthew Tuttle, the Republican Party. As we sit today in 2025, there's nothing bad about the label Republican-Democrat, except we have, as a society, put negatives on those two labels.
100%. And this is actually, just before we came in here, something Matthew and I were talking about. Like, we have to look for these sort of local level, county level release valves where we can find them, because from the top down, you can't pass the Americans Have to Like Each Other Act of 2024. Like, that you can't do that.
We couldn't agree on it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that would require Congress to pass laws,
we'd have to have a discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we can do, though, is identify those opportunities where we can to say, no, we're going to disengage from this two-party political us versus them thing, and we're going to try and bring together the people who are here who want this place to be better, you know. And that's ultimately, I think, that's what all of us are trying to do, right? That's what we're trying to do with the Democrats. I know there are a lot of people at the Republicans who are trying to do the same thing, right? We all have a lot that we agree on, and I think we need to identify those release valves when we can find them. And I think we all should support those.
And Matthew, understand that if you live in a community, you want what's best for the community. Now, you and I might disagree on what that is, not sure, because of politics. We just may agree, you know. I might look at it from a business standpoint, and you might look at it from your standpoint, or whatever it is. And that's fine.
Yes, well, it is fine. And, you know, talking about the release valves and all that, I think what would help us so much is if we start returning to, as far as our elected officials are concerned, we start rewarding elected officials who are going to be issue-based, who are going to be looking at how do we better our community and so forth. Going back to that workhorse versus show horse analogy that I gave earlier, we need to stop rewarding these people who are just out there to get national media attention or to get more social media engagement or to raise more money, and actually start looking at the people who show up and hear the issues that their constituents are talking about, the needs that they have, and actually are working towards accomplishing whatever that is, whatever issue that is such a big issue to their community. And I believe that would help so much in this discussion if we start rewarding people who actually are making big moves, who are actually taking on those tough policy decisions and working towards actually bringing together our community or bringing about policy that would benefit our communities.
That's Matthew Tuttle, Grayson Cupid, Morgan Franklin. They are our guests as we talk about political rhetoric. Morgan Franklin, I want to start with you. Among some of your friends, among some of those that you work with in the business community, is the fact that you're involved in politics, is that kind of a dirty label?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, they don't tell me. I'm just kidding. You know, I think that I'm 32 years old, and I just publicly started speaking about my political opinions, I'd say earlier this year. And like I shared, I was really nervous about that. But what I will say is there's been so much support for me, and not only from Democrats, but also my friends who are Republicans, that say, like, I'm proud of you for speaking up for what you believe in. Because I think that, you know, going back to the culture war issues, and Matt was saying this so beautifully, make a friend that is on the opposite end of the aisle from you, right? Is because when you are living your own values and when you're really trying to put who you are into your work and into your personal life and into being a better person in your community, I think that there is no bad that comes from that, especially if those are your values. And I hope that more people, I hope that we can give more people the opportunity, especially by having conversations like this, to really show what their values are and not just those little issues that we come along that are meant to drive us apart, but the bigger picture, because I really think that's what will get us out of this situation, is when people feel that they have the freedom to actually say what is aligned with their values politically, and no longer seeing that as such the wedge issues, but instead the bigger things that bring us together as a community.
Matthew, do people judge you because you are interested and involved in politics as, ooh?
Well, I'm sure they question if I'm sane or not for enjoying this. No, for the most part, I believe it's fairly positive. And now I also recognize I have the benefit of being a Republican in a Republican area. Mm. So, you know, I may benefit from that a little bit, and it may be a little less controversial for me to be involved in politics. And maybe, you know, Morgan or Grayson, who are in a, you know, a minority in this political arena. But no, for the most part, it's been very positive. It's opened a lot of doors, got to meet a lot of great people because of it. And it's been a good time. I've enjoyed it, and people have been very very gracious throughout this political journey.
Grayson, what have you learned from getting involved in this way?
Oh, a ton, I think. I've learned that, again, that there is more that draws us together than brings us apart. I have learned that sometimes your friends don't like it when you tell them what's happening in the local political scene for the 18th time that week. You know, it does kind of, like Matt alluded to, you know, I think you do have to be a little bit crazy to volunteer for this kind of thing. But at the same time, it's so important right now. I think it's always important, but I think right now of all times, right? Because I think in so many of the areas that we've talked about today, whether it is the arena of discourse or the arena of the economic situation in our country, like we have to realize that if you look through history, I mean, even the last 100 years or so, like what made this country a powerhouse and such a wonderful, excellent beacon of democracy and economic strength, the things that built those things are fading, right? Like the situation that we're in right now in terms of discourse, in terms of economy, is unprecedented and it's un-American. It's not what got us to where we are now. And I think it's so, so important that the people who can do something get involved, right? I think we're at the point in history where, you know, they're going to look back and say, why didn't anybody do anything? It's like, I just felt a need to be that person and to join those people and find those people. And so I think, you know, to everyone listening out there, if you feel the same way, Democrat or Republican, get involved. Like, come meet people in real life, talk to people, and figure that out for yourself, because you might be surprised. You know, the Democrats might not be the crazy communist terrorists that you've been led to believe. The Republicans might not be the racist fascists that you've been led to believe. In fact, almost all of them aren't, right? It's not real life what you're seeing on the internet. So get involved and come be a part of it, I think. And that's what's going to make this situation better for all of us, is if we have a healthy, if we return to a healthy arena in terms of real life interaction, in terms of people getting together to decide what's best for their community and making those compromises, having those conversations.
If you step back from it and you say, you know what, I'm just not going to fool with that anymore, you're really playing into the hands of the people who are the show horses that you're talking about.
Yes.
Because you're allowing them to keep the floor on both sides of the party and drive our country into an area that we don't want. Again, whatever party you are.
Well, this system only works if people are willing to get involved in it. And it only works if people are willing to get engaged in it. And the beauty of getting engaged in it is that you start directing your energy and your passions towards something that might actually make a difference, compared to just putting all that passion into an angry Facebook post that isn't going to change a thing. You know, actually going out there and engaging with your elected officials, engaging with your neighbors, engaging with your community, actually will bring about positive change. I believe that our entire political system, this great American experiment of democracy, is based on that premise that this is a government of, for, and by the people. And in order to have a government of, for, and by the people have to be engaged in it. And they have to be engaged in it for the purpose of creating that more perfect union that our forefathers sought out. So I agree with Grayson. And also, again, thank you for facilitating the discussion on this.
Morgan, are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I'm very optimistic. I think that one thing that I've heard through all four of us speaking today is that the 2026 election is going to be huge. And I felt like this for a while, but I think that something that every person listening can think about and encourage their neighbors to do is to run for office. And that's whether you're a Democrat or Republican. We need the best people to run for office. And hey, if you want to complain, get out there and vote, get out there and run for office.
Morgan Franklin of the Democratic Party, Matthew Tuttle, Republican Party, Grayson Cupid, also of the Democratic Party. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
so much, Larry. It's not real life what you're seeing on the internet. So get involved and come be a part of it, I think. And that's what's going to make this situation better for all of us, is if we have a healthy, if we return to a healthy arena in terms of real life interaction, in terms of people getting together to decide what's best for their community and making those compromises, having those conversations.